Okay, we're good to go. All right. Welcome to Outright TV, a video and podcast series bringing you stories of LGBTIQ people and allies across the globe. I'm Sahar Mozami, Outright's UN Program Officer, and for today's episode, I'm talking to Ritu from the organization Nazaria, based in Delhi. Welcome, Ritu.
Thank you so much. And hello, Sahar. Hello, everyone in Outright. Hello, everyone out there facing the pandemic. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you. I'm really excited about having this conversation. So Ritu, I know you, of course, because you're one of our amazing Beijing Plus 21, 25, Plus 21, that's funny, Beijing Plus 25 fellows. But can you tell people who are listening in a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Yes. So I identify myself as a queer feminist activist and have been working in the area of gender sexuality for almost 15 years now. I do not belong to Delhi. I belong to an indigenous community back in the Northeast, which where it's called a state called Assam. And so I moved to Delhi for my studies, and then I got into social work and activism. And first I joined the feminist movement, and then I joined the queer movement. So my politics comes from the feminist movement and then the queer movement. And then in 2015, I started an organization along with two other friends called Nazaria. Nazaria means perspective. And it's an Urdu word for perspective. And we started a queer feminist resource group. And the main focus of that group was to build capacities of organizations of left organizations, of feminist organizations, on a queer lens, on queer perspective, because we have realized that lesbian, bisexual women and trans people have always been an add-on, as an etc. in the feminist movement. People will talk about violence against women and violence against lesbian, bisexual women. So for us, gender-based violence is very important. To talk about gender-based violence is very important from a very holistic approach. Similarly, in terms of livelihood, how we should talk about livelihood, how the queer narrative can change notions of livelihood and means of livelihood. I think for that reason, we started Nazaria. And it's been 5 years now that we have been working. Yes.
Thank you for that, Ritu. And, you know, perspective, I love that. It's so simple, but so powerful. So that's so beautiful. I love every time you explain that. Recently I was actually, you know, as all of us are right now, I was on one of the thousands of webinars that I'm filling my schedule up with. And I was just participating, and one of the speakers, also based in Delhi, you know, what kind of, you know, was talking about, like, you know, community-based organizing and solutions during this pandemic, and, you know, really made a touching kind of remark about some of the work that Nazaria has been doing since the lockdown and the quarantine. I wanted to give a moment for you to maybe share a bit about the work that you've been doing, because it seems so touching and so helpful for that person who was speaking about it and the community. So it'd be great to hear a bit more about that.
Yeah, it's nice to hear such words from people. I feel very humble, and the entire team will feel very humble when they hear about this. It's a very small team, but what we realize is that we have a helpline, and the number of calls in the helpline started increasing. Golio used to get like 4 or 5 calls a week. Then it became like 12 to 16 to 17 calls a week. And distress calls of LGBTIQ people calling and asking us, saying that they're facing severe mental health issues. There is domestic violence in natal families. People want to live with the lovers. They are not able to meet people. So we thought, why not start Zoom meeting every Saturday for the mental well-being of LGBT persons? So queer women and trans persons. So we started having Zoom meetings. So the Zoom meeting started off every Saturday. We from 4 to 6, people would come from all over the country, and even people from outside India joined the Zoom meetings. And the one thing they say, they feel alone. Feeling alone and isolated is not new for the queer community, but the pandemic has increased the sense of, you know, like this loneliness to a large extent. And then what happened is that we started having teams. So we had an open mic. We invited performers to perform. And then in one of the meetings, we asked a mother of a queer woman, actually my girlfriend's mother, to come and talk about how to support queer children, queer people. And she agreed to speak on that panel in a Zoom meeting. And, how many parents joined? 1, 2, 3, 4. I think five parents joined along with her. And there were around 20 participants. And based on that, we launched a campaign for Ida Heartbeat, called the campaign to support your siblings and to support your kin, to support your family. And people started sharing their stories and we started putting them online. So this is one of the campaigns that we launched. The another campaign we launched during this time was to have virtual background in Zoom, on Zoom, saying things like, we are queer here, or God made Adam and Eve, and I did both. yeah, those are funny comments, queer and proud. This is what a trans person looks like, and sort of things. So we did that in collaboration with a graphic designing company, and it took really it touched many people, and several journalists also shared that thing online, and people started talking about it. And then the Zoom meetings continued. And then we hired we already had a mental health counselor who used to provide free counseling, free counseling for LGBTIQ people. We hired one more counselor so that they could provide free counseling for LGBTIQ people during this pandemic. This is what we did. We did relief work. We started sending money to people. We started asking for donations. So yeah, that's what we did during this time. And I don't know like how we managed it, but it is also important that we tell the queer people everywhere that we are here to listen to you. We are here. We are not going anywhere. We are always there for you. Just be with us. And we are with you. I think that's the message we wanted to send it across to the queer people around. And interestingly, in the Zoom meetings, people from different cities, different states, which were like Jharkhand, which is very far away from Delhi, people from Chennai, which is very far away from Delhi, joined the meetings, and they felt really good about those meetings. And we plan to continue these meetings even after the lockdown, because we've always had offline meetings. Now we realize the importance of online meetings as well. Yeah, so this is what we have been doing.
Yeah, and that's so great, you know, the resilience just in being able to, you know, like push through even these like unprecedented times of quarantine and being so isolated, and finding ways to just find community, you know, and get together and have fun. You know, I love those. I love the backgrounds, you know, Adam and Eve, and I did both. That's hilarious, first of all, but just also so simple. I love it.
Yeah.
But that's great. Thank you for sharing that with us. And I'm looking forward to hearing more, as I know I will be, about these Zoom calls. And you know, kind of switching gears a little bit, but you know, we're entering June, that's Pride Month. I think our community is so used to, you know, during Pride Month, you know, being outside, being on the streets and, you know, celebrating. And of course, it's a little hampered this year and a little weird. So again, though, we're seeing resilience come out and we're hearing of ways that people are, you know, still making sure to denote pride, to celebrate pride, but in these different structures and these different ways. So I wanted to ask you, what are your plans for pride? What's happening in Delhi? What's the community thinking? What's Nazaria doing?
So Delhi's Pride happens in November. So our Pride Month is actually November. Because it was too hot in Delhi during June, we tried to organize Pride during June in the initial years. But it was so hot, we were all sweating, so we decided to shift to November. So Pride Month is basically November, but June is definitely a Pride Month, which is recognized all over the world. So for June, we have an interesting series called the Our Lives, Our Tale series. So what is that series is very important. The background is very important. So Nazaria, we realized that in India, the context of LGBTIQ rights has been limited to only Section 377. And what has happened before that, how or organizing happened, how people lived their lives, how people were negotiating their lives, how small collectives formed, is not very much part of the discussions. So we in 2015-16 we started a series called Our Lives, Our Tales, where we brought in single activists or activists from different fields to talk about their experiences. So it's basically oral history archiving. So we thought of archiving oral history, which is not written in many places. So that's the history of Our Lives, Our Tales, OLOT we call it. So this time we are inviting 8 speakers from 4 LGBT collectives in India, and they will be going to share their history, their victories, and the movement that they have been part of, and how this collective is formed, because in India, the number of LGBT collectives are very small. There are only like 5 of them which are there, as compared to HIV and AIDS organizations, which is very large scale. So we thought, why not have these collectives? And these collectives are also from a queer feminist background. So we thought, why not have these speakers who have been part of the feminist movement for so long? Like one of the collective was started in 1998. One of the collective was started in 1999. That was the time when a lesbian film was screened in India called Fire. And there were protests all over the country by Hindu right wing, that this shouldn't happen, this is wrong, this is sinful. And that's when these collectives were formed. And therefore, it is important to talk about that history as well. Therefore, the entire June month, Saturday of entire June month, is dedicated to talking about our histories, our lives.
I love that. It's so important. You know, documentation of our history is particularly vital, because we know sometimes how those histories get co-opted and rewritten by those who weren't there and experienced it. So it's so important to document it.
And very cis gay men oriented histories are written there. So not many women folks or female assigned at birth people come and talk about their history. So it's very important to bring in woman and female assigned at birth person to come and talk about their histories, our histories, because we don't want upper class cis gay men to talk about histories all the time.
Of course. That's so exciting. I'm definitely going to be keeping an eye out to join in when I can, because that'd be amazing to witness and hear. And I guess I mean. You've already shared so much with us, but I'm wondering, for my last question, I just wanted to ask, what's your pride wish for others around the world during this time, but it also just in general? Like, what is your hope for pride?
Oh, like, I really hope for equality and non-discrimination. I know I'm not asking for more, but this is a lot. When it comes to many countries where equality before the law is still non-existent. So I hope for equality, non-discrimination, And I also hope that there's solidarity built across movements in the entire world. And yes, we are here and we'll always be there. We will fight the system, and the system is going to crumble one day, and we will break free of the shackles of heteronormativity of the system.
I can't think of a better way to end an Outright TV than with that within itself. That was amazing. Richie, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today for Outright TV, a podcast and a video series which brings to light stories of LGBTIQ people and allies from across the globe. My colleagues and I will be back soon with more stories. So thank you again, Richie.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
You too. See you soon.
See you soon.